Choo-choo, bitches.
Society outside of a kennel.
Welcome to the Bad Taste Crime Cast. I'm Vicky.
I'm Tiff.
And Janelle, unfortunately, is not with us today.
Yeah.
Tiff decided, I don't even know. That's Tiff for you. That's our sound producer, Tiff, for those who don't know who she is.
Hello.
She typically is not on with us, but.
No, I think Agro's been on. More times than I have been.
That's true. Agro's your cat, so like I feel like by extension that means you've just been on the show.
I mean, that's fair. I'll take credit.
I would if I were you. But you have hand in every single show that we come out with, so thank you.
No problem.
Like I said, Janelle is not with us this week. Fortunately, we had a little bit of an emergency here at, I've been trying to decide what to call this, BTHQ? Maybe something like that?
Yeah, like that.
I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. But that being said, we have a bit of one of our special episodes for you today. I don't even know. I haven't even heard it at all. So I don't even know what's going to be in it. What's in it?
You know, crabbing about Starbucks.
Crabbing about shit like we always do.
Yeah. Motorcycles driving by.
Just all this, yeah. All this behind the scenes stuff that typically you go in and you're just like, we don't want people to hear this, so I'm just going to cut it.
Yeah, basically.
So this is what's on the cutting room floor, so to speak, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. So with that, we will have our regular programming again in 2 weeks,
yep.
Hopefully, barring any unforeseen circumstances, but enjoy this episode.
Enjoy!
Oh my god, that choo-choo train noise.
There was nobody fucking in there when I went in there.
Really?
And I ordered a green tea latte like I usually do. And she dumped the powder on top of the milk and didn't even shake it or mix it or anything. And I'm like, this needs to be shaken. I wasn't even like being polite. I'm like, shake this fucking drink now. Who does that? I'm going to drink lumpy, partially wet powder, you fucking psycho.
I will say one thing about this, is the coconut milk does make me a touch phlegmy, so.
Oh, boy.
I apologize.
Oh, that's great.
All the phlegm in the world.
I think I've decided I'm just naturally phlegmy. Oh my god, no, they started doing the fields. I say that every fucking time because I feel like they're always plowing those goddamn fields next to my house.
Yeah, right across.
But they did start doing the beans, mm-hmm. taking the beans down and like plowing up all that bullshit. It's been nice, though.
The beans!
It's been nice because I've had my windows open. But then I wake up in the morning and I'm just like, achoo, 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 over and over again.
Into a sneezy echo chamber.
Basically.
Okay, so. Oh, Bo also brought up a story, and then I kind of.
Shit! I totally forgot to bring something that I was going to bring today.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's fine.
Keep going.
Bo brought up a story, and I'm like, you keep telling me stories. So I was like, maybe we should just have him on an episode so he could awkwardly tell us a story.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to die, Janelle.
That's why I'm not telling the story.
I really don't want to die.
Anyway. It would be us.
Oh, good.
We would
die. I mean, not good, but
I'd be out of the clear.
Better you than me.
Yeah. As they're stabbing me, I'd be like, Vicky lives down the street.
Go.
Saturated murder market. I'm going to get this just a touch closer to my face. Yeah.
Aw, yeah.
There's going to be sweet little lipstick prints on it. You can't see me except for my hair.
I never can.
I know. I really lean in. Alrighty. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Ready. Okay.
Ready.
No, I'm kidding. Please don't. Jeez. No. It's Sunday. I'm not that peppy.
Oh, fuck. Listening to Nexium.
Uncover?
Yeah.
Yes, I was just going to say that was my podcast recommendation. Good. I'm so up to date and I can't, I'm like, I need more. Put out more episodes. Yeah, that was my suggestion. I actually, they tweeted back to us. Because I was like, we're super engaged with this one. We can't stop listening.
It's so fucking good.
It is. It really is.
It really is. Was it just the one clip?
And it's from Canada, so you know it's really good.
Dude, CBC puts out such fucking good podcasts.
Even Bo was engaged, and I'm like, it's because it's CBC. He's like, ah, Canada.
Okay.
There's another one that I started listening to. I literally added, like, Dr. Death. Have you been listening to that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my I know. God. I had a handful that I just recently added.
Me too.
Dr. Death and Nexium were two of the big ones. I have been listening to Behind the Bastards. That's one of my new favorites. You would really like that. It's like this, like, weird stories behind the worst people in history. So they talked about, like, the stuff that they found on Osama bin Laden's hard drive. They just did a 3-part series on Alex Jones. They did like 2 or 3-part series on Harvey Weinstein and how big of a piece of shit he is. And yeah. Hitler and his obsession with this author who was writing about the American frontier, although he'd never been there, but he wrote as if he had been there, like, kind of a thing. Oof. Yeah, it's like, it's so fucking good. Okay. Do you want to record a podcast?
I mean, or we could just talk about other podcasts we listen to for another couple hours.
I really could.
What was it called? Behind the Bastards?
Okay. Behind the Bastards.
Oh, wow. I did not spell that right. Behind the Bastards. Behind? All right. I have added it to my list. So I will looking that up. What's the new serial about? Now that we're just going to get totally off topic.
I don't know how they managed it, but the Cleveland City court system allowed them to, like, full access to the courthouse for, like, a year to record literally wherever they wanted, except for, like, conversations between attorneys and their clients, obviously. But they were able to, like, follow court cases and go into hearings and judges' chambers and, like, all this kind of shit for a full year. And so they're, like, bringing this year of different stories from the Cleveland, I think it's probably Cleveland County. Is that a county, maybe? I don't know if it's like
Cuyahoga County.
Yeah, but it's like the city in the courthouse in Cleveland.
Yeah.
They are just like doing all the stories and stuff that they found in the one system that they were in for, like.
Which, that's a good place to do it because Cleveland is.
Well, it cracks me up because in the first episode, they talk about why they decided to pick Cleveland. And in large part, it was because Cleveland was going to let them do it, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, some courthouses, I don't even remember what they said. It was like, some courthouses, you cannot, like, we asked them and they flat out said, no, here's looking at you, Illinois. And it was like,
Well, yeah, because you can accidentally catch things that are super duper corrupt.
And we will get to that in just a minute, but first, let's head over to the newsroom. I almost don't even want to say anything here because Tiff put it all in the fucking thingy.
I'm just going to keep glancing. We're recording. Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Good times. Cleveland!
You ready?
Sorry, I took your breath away. I know how to do CPR. Staying alive, staying alive.
Oh, no.
Yes. This is me.
Someone's downloading in Canada.
Wahoo! We do love Canada. I ate a donut. and I didn't even eat a donut with powdered sugar on it, but somehow I have powdered sugar all over me.
Because you're so sweet. Ugh.
It's like the worst exfoliator ever.
But I am going to include links to that in the show notes. Spooky.
Spooky. That's how we're going to end everything. I feel like, for my story, we should turn all the lights off, and I should have a flashlight under my chin like they used to do on Are You Afraid of the Dark? Yeah?
Yeah, was that Cherry Creek helpful?
Yes.
Okay.
Anytime I want side effects, I'll just lean back. So they go to check out his house, and they realize that he's not there. They talk to his mother, and she's like, oh yeah, he's home.
God damn it!
Did you tell him? You told him, didn't you?
What?
You told that to drive past the house, right?
Yep.
What a fucking dick.
I'm just gonna throw a stick in front of his fucking motorcycle. He dumps it.
I feel like you've said that before.
Oh, there's a giant fucking stick out in the middle.
I feel like he revved up in front of your house on purpose.
He did.
What a dick.
But that is the spooky story.
From the Bantu's Crimecast.
From the Bantu's Crimecast. Thanks, guys. Bye. That's good. It was cool. Only like 30 seconds over.
That's fine. Well, they said like 3 to 5, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
I just want to keep it short and sweet.
Yeah.
Because we can honestly
drone on forever.
That is not a joke.
I always am like, oh my god, this is going to be so short.
I just want to say, like, I feel like you really pick long stories all the time.
I feel like I pick a lot of short ones.
Nuh-uh.
Are mine always long?
Yes.
I don't do it intentionally.
You have one long one and one short one. It's like,
oh yeah,
it's like you start going hard on the first one,
oh, yeah,
and then you're like, eh, second one.
That's true. See, it's about 50-50. That's pretty good.
Okay. Sure.
What? Maybe you should do some long ones.
I mean, I don't want to Bogart the whole thing and just be like, with my voices over here,
so character acting. Let me Bogart the whole thing. Thanks.
Because I come in with the sassy commentary. I got black tea with cream, and I added a stevia.
Did they fuck it up?
No, they did it right this time.
Oh, good.
But it tastes like frosted mini wheats, and I'm tripping out a little bit.
Like, in a good way?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, this tastes like cereal. What's happening? Anyway, newsroom, let's go.
Do you want to start, or do you want me to go first? What do you want to do?
I can start, that's fine.
Okay.
I finished my frosted wheats.
Frosted wheats.
Frosted wheats. Alrighty.
Hold on a second. I cannot get this water open.
You need help?
What is my problem? Seriously.
You need some help?
It's like...
Did you strip that too? God, oh, Vicky.
No, it's like the cap is too tiny for my fat fingers.
I mean, I got the cap off my... I'm just saying.
I'm a big person. I got big hands.
I also have equally large digits. Yeah, so I figured we would just...
Do our intro. Yes.
Yes, sorry, I had that.
Vicky and Janelle from the Bad Taste Crime. Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're here to tell you about StoryWorth.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Okay, bye.
That's it. That's StoryWorth.
StoryWorth. That's all you
Google
need to
it.
Know.
Yeah. We've done our part.
Wait, I'm doing. Oh, no, you're doing What is StoryWorth?
Yeah, but okay. We're doing the intro first.
Sorry, you, me, us. We just went over this, and I was like, wait, what? What did we just say? Okay.
And go!
StoryWorth! Stop, that's StoryWorth! Vertically! Sorry, I'm a, like...
Verklempt.
Yes?
Choked up.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I don't
Did you ever watch the SNL episode with Mike Myers, and he pretends to be the Jewish lady, and he has... like a big sweater on and long nails and glasses, and he's like, I'm verklempt.
Oh,
you're all choked
yes
up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we went and saw, sidebar, we went and saw Bohemian Rhapsody last night.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
Mike Myers is in that movie.
What does he play?
It's a really minor role, but he plays the, like, record producer guy. But I had this moment where I was like, wait, they said he was in this movie. What did he fucking play? And he came up at the end. Like, there was a little clip of him at the end, towards the end of the movie. And I was like, oh. Because it wasn't like a, you know, your standard Mike Myers character. He was, yeah, I mean.
He's been doing a lot of weird, like, little bit parts. Yeah,
it was I really enjoyed that movie. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Queen fan, so. You know.
I'm a half Queen fan.
Fair.
Okay. Ready, Freddy?
That is Storyworth, StoryWorth.com /murderly. Let me back up and try that again. Got a little tripped up on that URL there.
It's a little tongue twisty on this one.
Yeah.
It's not like every plate where it's like, food, yum.
Yeah, right. Are you happy with that? Do you want to run it again? Okay.
No, that's fine.
Okay, cool. I'm down with that, too. All right, that's it. We
go
done.
Back over.
We done.
Any of our trip-ups.
Yeah.
Kiki!
Excuse me.
Come here, kitty. And after an all-night interrogation, he made statements that police and prosecutors... Just gonna redo that line.
It's fucking.
I'm sorry. If you have a fucking crotch rocket, you could shove your dick right up your own ass. And that's Janelle's opinion corner.
You know when you're like done with a cold, but you still have that like lingering like drainage.
Yes.
Yeah, that's my life right now.
It's gross.
I feel like a real chubby kid who, like, can't breathe because of asthma.
Oh. And see, I am, like...
So basically real life all the time.
Fluctuating between, like, being super congested and having my allergies kicking my ass. Right now, I feel so dried out. Like, my throat is dry and my nose is, like, just dried the fuck out.
A lot of those guys don't have jobs outside of this.
Yeah.
So.
Which I still am like, how?
Exactly. How do you have a fucking kids and
know.
No job?
Do you think
and
they
this
have
is
Etsy's
what you do?
Too? Like, like Etsy's? That they
I
just like run from home? Or
I
like.
I think so.
Like review stuff online? I'm trying to think of stuff you can do from your house too. Because it's like, how do you just survive off of income from podcasting?
Well, I'm sure that their husbands, significant others, or whatever.
I need to be a kept woman. That's what I need.
Fucking jump on board.
Tiff, I almost just broke your TV.
Guys.
God.
All right, well, I have nothing to share then,
right.
So.
That's fine.
Turn my volumes off. Perfect. Let's do stuff.
You want me to start? You want to start?
You can start this one.
Okay.
Since it's frozen buds.
Buds. All right, let me get the correct.
I still have sugar scrub on me somewhere, and I feel it. It's like it didn't wash off all the way. Dilemma.
It just means you're extra sweet.
Oh, I'm extra crunchy now.
Oh.
Sugar still attached to me.
I mean, at least it's sweet sugar.
I didn't taste it.
Is it? It's not one of those. It's not one of those edible body scrubs or whatever.
I mean, it's just oil and sugar, so I guess you could eat it. But I didn't put it in my mouth. Just rubbed it all over my body.
Just getting all the pumpkin spice flavors out of my mouth. It's so good. Okay. I gotta open it back up. Hold on a second. Wrong tab. Oh, God.
She sounded like Lady Gaga.
Oh, my God. The wrong tab.
About the murder.
Ready for a nap. All right.
Not before you tell us.
Nah,
your
I think
story.
I'm good.
You're good? Okay. See you next time. Happy holidays.
All right, you ready?
Happy holidays.
Oh boy.
Yes, let me get down to your story here. So I can almost kind of follow along.
Have a great holiday, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a happy
Revenge!
Revenge! Oh, God. Well, I watched one episode this morning. I try to watch at least one so I can kind of speak on it.
I mean, I can speak on it. I can speak on it a whole lot.
I was reading the description, and it says the story of Ron Williamson. But I thought it was, is it not about the Ward guy?
It talks about all of them, but focuses on a couple. I didn't like it. I didn't
no,
like it.
No, not a fan? No.
It bounced around between two cases. It went off on tangents that didn't even connect. It kept trying to throw John Grisham in there, even though it wasn't really about some of the stuff that he put in that book. I didn't like it.
Oh, no.
Like I said, I can speak to it a whole lot. Yeah, I was like, this... And there was an article I read, is this the end of the true crime genre? And I'm like, if you're thinking this documentary, yes. It was not good. It was good with the suspense, but I already knew what was happening because I read that book.
Oh, I have not read that book.
Which is called An Innocent Man.
I got really fucking shitty coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. I'm so mad about it.
I hate Dunkin' Donuts all around. Bo and I just had a very long, in-depth conversation about why people love Dunkin' Donuts so much.
I don't understand why.
One step above gas station coffee to me.
I got a vanilla latte, and I took a sip of it and was like, what the fuck is this? I had Tiff try it, too. It's in the kitchen on the counter. Because my dad had given me, like, two random $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift cards that mm-hmm. he wasn't going to use. So I was just like, okay, so I'll stop at Dunkin' Donuts so I don't have to pay for my shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Fucking worst decision ever. Oh, I'm so God. Mad. So that I made coffee. Over here. Yeah.
Indeedy-doo.
Oh my God. I have like a cramp in my side. I don't know from what.
Probably that shitty coffee.
It's probably the coffee is killing me. If you're listening to this, I'm dead.
She's bad taste from beyond the grave.
I seriously, oh my God. I don't know if I drank too much. It could really just be that shitty coffee.
I'm telling you. It's a real shit show.
It is. Get to the signature thing, and she basically said no because you changed address. You have to sign for it, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be delivered on Monday. I can give you a time frame. And it was supposed to be like, it was like 2 to 5 or 2:30 to 5. And I was like, okay, I can take a half day off work, go home, sign for it. Not a big deal. Right. So then the next day, I get a text message from DHL that says, your package is on its way to be delivered. And I was like, what do you mean it's on its way to be delivered? I'm not home to sign for this fucking package. So I called DHL again. I talked to a different woman. She's like, oh, no, they have to, like, basically the explanation was that they have to deliver it to the original address first and then take it from that original address to the new address. Which, okay, whatever.
That seems like a waste of time.
Yeah. And then I think she thought that I was upset that it wasn't going to be there on Friday, but I was really just trying to find out if I needed to leave work to go home or mm-hmm. if it indeed was coming on Monday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was coming on Monday. I had a half day that day to take care of whatever and be home for the signature.
Yeah.
Okay. So Saturday.
Oh, no.
Saturday, I'm like, I'm expecting a package from Amazon that had, I ordered like a diffuser for my sister and whatever for Christmas. And so I hear the doorbell ring and I'm like, oh, great, it's my package. I open the fucking door and there is the package from Studio on Saturday. No fucking signature required. And I was like, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Because
that's so, like,
Not that I'm mad that it got delivered early, but I'm like, I made all these phone calls. I took the fucking
time
off.
You think they would know what they're doing.
And then, well, it kind of worked out because that Friday night was when my power steering went out on my car.
Oh,
so
shit.
I took my half day on Monday to go pick up the part that I need. It was the tensioner, the belt tensioner for my power steering. After I had found this out, I drove home. Turns out the belt was sitting at the bottom of my fucking driveway, so I didn't need to get a new belt. It was totally fine. It was just that the tensioner just, like, blew off.
Oh.
So, I shouldn't say totally fine. It was usable. It wasn't in, like, new condition, but it was definitely usable.
Perfectly fine.
So, I went and picked up that part, and Jared took care of it for me. It was, like, par was $50. Labor was $50. Got it taken care of Monday night. With that, so I was like, at least that half day didn't go to waste, you know.
That's still like, ugh, guys, come on now.
Studio is a company that's trying to revolutionize. I'm gonna start again.
No big deal.
Started off so well. I'm trying to talk slow because last time when Tiff was trying to edit my heavy breathing, she was like, "You talk so fucking fast." I'm like, I couldn't help it.
Changing the headphone game.
They are taking that modern Scandinavian design to the next level, providing a product. They are taking that beautiful Scandinavian design and providing a project.
Why is product?
I don't know.
She need to roll into it. Product.
Product. Okay. They are taking that beautiful Scandinavian design and developing a product that matches the quality of even the highest rated headphones on the market at a fraction of the price, guys. Oh my God.
Stop dying. We have a podcast to record.
I don't know why this cramp in my side won't go away.
Well, let's get on it and then you can go home and cry about it.
I mean, you need to poop. I don't know.
Right? That shitty coffee didn't help. Evacuate.
Right. All right, guys.
Do it. I believe in you.
You like to keep
here.
It loose. All right.
Yes.
It's like a moist cuddle puddle.
No.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, God. I've never heard that phrase, but I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah. I was telling them earlier when you guys were on mute that I went to a hand fasting and they had cuddle puddles there that were consenting adults, and it was weird.
Sorry, yep. our sound person just came out of the room with a very confused look on their face. Cuddle puddles? That sounds like something I'd want to have with a dog, not a group of humans.
Yeah.
I agree. And I was surrounded by strangers, so I did not consent. I said, I am not giving consent.
Wow, that's a long one.
We will see you. Ouch. We will see you in 2 weeks. I just hit my hand on the table. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
2 weeks. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye bye.
Oh, my goodness. We've never recorded this long.
It's so true. And
it's
we're
only
not
like
done.
A half an hour.
it's really not. Boom.
Woo-hoo.
Done in one.
One
I tried
take.
Really hard to
you
not talk
stutter,
fast.
And you, it was
I did
beautiful.
Stutter because Tiff's always like, you talk way too fucking fast. And she's right. I do.
We did it.
I tried really hard to just slow it down. Slow it down.
We have 3 reviews I can read.
We should read that email.
Yeah, that was one of them.
Is that one of them? Okay.
2 iTunes reviews and then that email that person sent.
That was really nice.
It was nice, but for a hot second, I was like...
Did you think he was going to be upset?
Yes.
Yeah, I read that and was like, okay, where are you going with this? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It took a pleasant little turn at the end. It definitely started like he sounded like he was upset. It was like, we can tell with this episode that you two have shown your true colors. And I was like... Where are you going with this?
Exactly.
True Colors? What the
and
fuck
then he's
is that
like, talking about the real issues is great. It's like, okay. All right.
Yeah, it's I definitely
it was a roller coaster.
There was going to be an issue, and I was just like,
no.
But it turned out fine.
I'm going to apologize because I might have to, like, stop to cough in advance because I'm still a little fucking phlegmy. It's
you
gross.
You need to hold your breath.
Oh, my God. It's so awful. And I, like, hit this point last week where, like, I've gone from, like, I'm... Okay, this is going to sound really gross. I'm still, like, coughing phlegm, but my throat is really fucking dry all the time. Like, all the time. I'm just like, what is happening to my body right now? It's just like, no, fuck you, Vicky. Why? I did spend 2 days at home last week when we had the really cold weather, or was it the week before?
It's been every week since 2019.
My card didn't start on that Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so it basically sat in my driveway from Wednesday to Sunday because my fuel line was frozen, so we basically just had to wait my fuel line to unfreeze and, like, put heat in my car to, like, get the moisture on, whatever. Finally, it started on Sunday, but on the plus side, Kingdom Hearts 3 came out on Tuesday, so I stayed home and played Kingdom Hearts 3 Wednesday and Thursday. Even the Friday after, like, oh my God, I borrowed my mom's car on that Friday because my car still wasn't starting, and the roads were worse on the Friday after the two really cold days. Mm-hmm. So, like, even still driving to work, I was still going, like, you know, 30, 40 miles an hour all the way there.
Because everything was stuck, and even with the snowplow, like, you couldn't get the ice up or the snow or anything.
Yeah. Fucking weather. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Grab my cat.
Grab that pussy.
She said?
Ha ha. All right. Nope. We know how this is going to go.
It's all the 70s.
Yeah.
There's a phone ringing.
Tip, do you hear the phone?
What?
There's a phone ringing in the kitchen.
I was like, what?
No, we can take a moment. We can take a momentary pause because I heard that too and was like, that's probably my imagination.
I know. That's exactly what I'm like. I'm hearing things. It's bad when you think you're the crazy one.
That's all right. They caught your crazy on audio recording.
Yeah. Ghost noises. Alrighty.
Is it? Are we good?
1 second, I gotta grab the cat again.
Oh no, you're fine.
The cat!
No! We aggroed the aggro!
I see his shadow. It's so sad. He's just like, why won't you let me be free? Move your face.
Were you going to record one?
Yeah, because I'm tired of using, like, the low quality of my headset.
Oh. No. Hip hop and
roll. Yeah,
phone. Damn it. This is amazing.
Sorry. I just like to talk. Okay, news.
Just keep staring at me. I don't have any treats for you. Kitties can't eat Danish.
You want to smell my fork?
That's all she ever wants. Just to smell your food, and then she's fine. Mm-hmm. It cracks me up.
On my hand?
I mean, if you have a cracker or bread or something, she will lick it.
Yeah, but she never eats it. No. She just only ever, like, smells it and then maybe licks it, yeah.
Those cats that he had at his parents' house, they were both, like, alley cats. Like, they got them literally out of dumpsters. And they would do that, sit and stare at you until you gave them food. And they eat everything. They were, like... eating freaking, like,
what did we have? Coconut cream ice cream, and they were just like, oh, I'm putting their faces in the bowl. I'm like, what the hell? But these cats are freaking crazy.
On the black chest that's sitting on the table in front of me. Okay, should I look at it now?
Yeah.
All right. What is it? Whoa, holy moly. This is so cool. Oh my god. Fucking Bernie Sanders in a pop figure. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. I love Bernie so much.
I'm not sure if you had him.
I don't. No fucking way. I do have this though. That's fine. Ooh, look at all these dice. What is this? Oh my god, Tiff! I had to actually sit down to look at it. Oh my god, yes! Of course I will! That is awesome! Oh my god, it sucks! Thank you! Ah, I'm so excited! Ah. She asked me to be a bridesmaid.
I gathered that.
Okay. Yeah. That's, oh my god, I'm so excited. Oh, thank you, Tim. That's really exciting.
So that's a loot box.
That's amazing. I absolutely love everything in here, and I got new dice. Oh my god. And all this paper. Oh my god, I got a shitload of dice. Holy moly. As I'm moving paper, I'm like, there's just more dice in here. Oh my god, there's just a ton of dice in here. That's awesome. Oh my god, I'm so excited. Well, that's exciting. This is so cute. It is a very ominous black box, though. And I haven't had a new minifig in forever. I'm gonna open that later. What is this? Unstable Unicorns Dragon Expansion Pack.
Oh, sure, you haven't played that yet.
Mm-mm. Oh my god. Okay, I need to smoke a cigarette. I'm so excited. This is really cool. Good job. That's real cool. Good job. Had a birthday yesterday. I should have called her probably, huh? I'm not real good at this aunt thing.
You're winning.
I know. Well, I'm going to be down there in a couple of weeks. I think that's why my brain didn't like. Welcome to the episode, but first, let's head over to the newsroom.
Now, every time you do that, the theme song plays in my head.
Bump, 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 bump.
That is not at all it.
Isn't it?
It's not even close. I don't know what you were singing.
Now I'm trying to think of it. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. We'll it'll play regardless of if I remember how it goes or not. Like, part of me is like, is that like the Joyner music for another podcast that I just listened to? Or is that ours?
Or you're a beat off. I can't tell.
I don't know. Anyway.
Newsy news.
Do it. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm going to be in her wedding. That's so exciting.
But could you really not believe?
Well, no. But I am very excited about it.
You weren't sure?
No. She told me a long time ago that she would be at her wedding, but I just wasn't ready.
Official.
I just wasn't ready for it.
My sister asked me to be in her wedding by literally buying me a bottle of whiskey and a glass. She goes, I know this is going to be hard for you. And I'm like, you're damn right it is.
Oh, God.
For our lovely episode, let's start off with some news, and then I'll share all the details about our cider.
We're not going to do our banter?
I mean, if you want, that's fine.
Oh. Well, first of all, if this is your first time listening, a special hello to you. How are you, Janelle?
I'm going to be drunk soon.
This will be a very slurry episode.
This is going to be slurry.
Okay, banter. Yes. Banter completed.
Banter completed.
All right, guys, let's head over to the newsroom.
I forgot about your special hello.
It's fine. I forget about it sometimes, too.
I'm just digging this right now. It tastes really good.
It is very good.
You never know.
Choose from bralettes, t-shirt bras, push-up bras, plunge bras, and no-wire bras. Find your new... Hold on. I need to read that part again. Blah, blah, blah. Too many words, bras. Bra, and too many things. Okay.
Yeah. You can basically just say a push-up, a plunge, and no-wire bra. Yeah.
Good point. I'm not going to say bra six times. Okay. And they have free and easy returns using the Why do I get these fucking words?
A prepaid. By visiting wearelively.com/murderly.
Nope. Try that again. Where lively.
Oh, where? Oh.
Yeah. Life.
Oh my god, we should...
Okay. I have to put this on the back burner.
We should have a pizza crime, like, film noir detective shirt. Oh my god.
That'd be awesome. But first, let's head over to the newsroom.
I just thought about it. Just like a piece of pizza with a chalk outline and a detective with like a spyglass, like pizza crime.
That would be cool.
We need to get on this.
So, you want...
That's it.
You want to talk about some cards?
Oh, no, I have cards for you in my car. Yeah. Awesome. I figured, I have them all at my house, but I figured if you wanted a stack to just have to be able to hand out to people and whatever. Purse. Yeah. This has been the Bad Taste Crime Cast. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Hasta la pasta.
There you go.
That's what I needed. I was waiting for inspiration. I was like, I feel like I know more food puns.
You should have just pulled out an entire list.
I should have Googled how to say goodbye in a food pun.
Well, let's do it again. Let's do a couple food pun goodbyes.
Keep going.
Cheerio. No.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. Checks you later. Have an unforgettable day.
What? What's that one?
Soup, Vietnamese soup. No, is that too multicultural for you?
Oh, I see.
Bon voyage.
That's okay. That's a good one. I like that.
Bon voyage. Yeah, there's another one that's pasta la vista.
Oh yeah. That's what it started as. We used to say pasta la vista, and then it turned into hasta la pasta. Nope, I got nothing left.
I looked up food puns, and a cake for like a coworker came up, and I wish someone would have done that.
What is it say?
Fuck this place.
Nice. Good pie.
Good pie.
That's best.
You can agree later.
Ah!
Oh no!
Brie, you later.
Frank's a lot.
Frank's a lot. Goodbye. Brie, you later.
Oh man.
Oh, that's a library joke. I don't want that. Frank's a lot. Yeah, I got nothing left. I need a cigarette now. Cut us off before we go too far.
We can never go too far. With food puns. But yeah, the whole like Jon Snow getting stuck with the ice dragon part, and I was like, ugh. I was super frustrated. Like, you could have rolled out of there. God damn it, I saw so many openings.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was pretty cool.
And I liked it when Sansa and Tyrion like held hands and they were like, let's do this.
I know. It was so cute.
Let's do this. Let's die. And I was waiting, just waiting for like the corpse of her mother or father or her brother.
Yeah. To, like, I was totally like, or even like someone like Hodor. Like, yeah. I was waiting for Hodor to show up or like.
I really wanted to have more familiar zombies.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
So, it's not totally his fault.
You're the best, Tiff. We love you.
Please don't have a mental break and leave us.
You have it on recording now to remember forever.
What?
I said you have that ingrained on a recording now to remember forever.
I usually cut this part out. Aww.
There's no BTC archives.
She's got secret archives, I bet. Okay.
to use as weapons against us.
Yeah, right. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Where's my... Okay. Okay. I think I'm ready. Okay. I'm never actually ever totally ready, mm-hmm. but, you know, to the best of my ability.
Finger gun.
This has been our show. We will see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Bye.
Pew, pew, pew. Bye.
Bye.
Man, fuck you guys. Bye.
Forceful that time.
Okay.
So the next time we record is July
30th. No. No.
It
it's
was
the 7th.
I'm like, I thought
it's
it was
the first weekend of July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, July 7th.
Because you and I will be gone.
And then we record again July 28th. I just want to clarify. The 7th and the 28th.
Hold on, where is today? Okay, so we are recording the weekend before PodCon on the 7th. Mm-hmm. And we're recording the 28th.
Okay, perfect. My thoughts for the recording on the 28th is that we could just do one of the episodes as a recap. So that we don't really have to, like, research anything.
As a recap
of the event,
the
podcast festival that we're
a
attending,
a whole recap episode.
Yeah, aren't we going to go to like any of the talks?
Yeah, but then I got to take notes and shit.
You don't have to take notes. You can remember. I can't,
girl. I have gifts. I was just telling Tim, just small stuff.
I didn't bring anything from Cleveland except for
really,
me.
I don't really need anything from Cleveland.
I mean,
I'll
it's
be
Cleveland.
Yeah. Okay, one is
the
from,
only thing I brought back was food, literally.
What, one of these is from my mother. So she went traveling on the East Coast, remember?
Uh-huh, yes.
And they went to New Hampshire.
Okay.
And so she brought you maple syrup from New Hampshire. She was like, I saw this in front of Janelle from the food episode.
It's true.
And then, yeah, so that's for my mom.
That's amazing.
And yeah. And it's like the cutest little bottle,
it
too.
It is. Ugh, I love maple syrup.
And
you don't
then
even know.
I was just telling Tiff, I was at MHC, and somebody had pins that was, what is this? Why did you just give me this?
Yeah.
Why?
Got
D20
on it.
Okay. I mean, I'm fine with that. So they had pins, and I bought a bunch of pins.
Oh, my God.
I got you guys a pin because I couldn't help it. So that one's for you, and that one's for you.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I love it so much.
Oh, my God.
It's everything I always wanted.
Like, I was like,
as
I
you wear your Death Eye pizza shirt.
I was like, I can't not get this. Like, and then the guy was like, you know what? If you get a group of them, I'll give you a really good deal. And it was like 5 for $10.
Oh my God, stop.
Yes.
That's great.
So I got one of those also.
Which one did you get?
Because I just love that.
I love the little ghosty coming out of it.
I got one that's like a coffee pot, but the pot is a skull. It's like a... Yeah, so that. And then I got, the last one I got is the mask from Courage the Cowardly Dog. The mask that he had a bunch of those. It's like, I have to get one of these.
Adorable.
Yeah.
That's too much.
Do you want to smoke a cigarette?
I literally can't.
Yeah, I thought you would like that. See, it's just some little stuff that I'm like, I thought of you guys.
It's adorable.
But my mom came back and was like, I got Janelle something too. I'm like, because from Salem... She got me a mug that says, what did it say? It was like, not all witches ride broomsticks or something.
I can't wait to go to Salem.
Thanks, Bob. This is perfect because I gave my lighter to the people who gave us a jump at the Dave concert. So, I'm just saying.
I don't know, these eggs are pretty old. We'll see what happens.
I'll tell you what.
Well, hello.
Women are having kids later and later
my
in life.
My sister is...
How old is she?
She's
in her late 30s, isn't she?
She's 30. She's going to be 39. And she's pregnant right now.
It'll be all good, I'm sure.
I have no idea where the cat is. She could be out here.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, did I tell you about the cat on my porch?
We're doing Cleveland first, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's pregnant.
What? The one my, that you've been, like, feeding? My porch cat is
very pregnant.
You're, like, porch baby?
I came back. I was like, I think she's pregnant. And I came back, and I'm like, oh, she's definitely pregnant. Oh, no. She's so round. Her
she is totally going to have babies on your porch.
I'm like, she is going to have. She's going to.
I bet you it'll be on your porch, too. Oh, I bet you anybody.
But I was like, I haven't seen her since you left. I was like, oh, no. Because I think someone owns her, and I think she's been escaping. And then yesterday
it doesn't
she
matter.
Came
she's
back.
Yours now.
Oh, she's mine forever. She came back and I fed her a hot dog and she finished and she came up to me and she was like, meh, like she was pissed I didn't have more food. And she hissed at me and I was like, I was like, she's pregnant, but she's really irritable. I only gave her half a hot dog because I was like, that's a lot God. Of food for this cat because she's really tiny. Yeah, but I was like, suspicion confirmed. She's preggo.
Oh my God. All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let me make sure my phone is Let's on do this. Silent. No, not ring. The other thing. Okay.
Silence.
Silence.
Good? You good?
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm good.
This has been a long time.
It does feel like it's been a long time, actually.
I forgot how to podcast.
I don't know where my life has gone in the last, like, 3 weeks.
Okay, here we go. Well, hello!
Hello! This has been the Bad Taste Crimecast, and we will see you back right here, you know, right here, in 2 weeks.
Maybe.
Probably, though.
Yeah.
See ya!
So long!
I appreciate that Tiff turns the air conditioning off to not affect the sound, but damn, I am hot right
really?
Now.
Really? I'm perfectly fine. Well, I also, like, I don't have air conditioning ever, so
oh.
Maybe I'm just conditioned.
Yeah. I was fine. I'll be fine. I'll be honest, I didn't really start getting warm until the last probably
started
like...
started flailing around.
Right, yeah. It's probably like the last 20 minutes of recording. Mm-hmm. Man, this was a depressing one to write, I gotta tell you. Yeah, I ended up looking at some of the stuff that Japan did during World War II in mm-hmm. Unit 731. And it was really fucked up.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
That's war. Born in Germany, of German descent, grew up in England. His last name is H-O-O-C-K, Hook. Sounds like
Hook.
Hook.
Where is he from? He's German.
German.
Hook.
Hook.
I don't know.
That sounded a little more like Russian, Eastern European.
Hook.
Is that?
I don't know. Hawk? I have no idea.
I don't know. I just don't know.
Then I am ready. I mean, I'm never really ready. I'm so tired. I could just fall asleep in this chair right now.
Well, don't, because murder!
I went after I finished writing this morning, I like went back to bed for like 45 minutes. Because I was just like, God. Please, if I can, please. Okay. Sorry, I gotta keep my mouth moist.
Oh, that's going in one.
All right, guys, that has been our episode. When you're hearing this, is the day after we just did a live show at the Elgin Fringe Festival, mm-hmm. which I'm sure was lovely, and I'm sure we will talk about it in a future episode. But I'll say now, thank you to everybody who came out, assuming that people came out.
Yeah.
I'm just going to assume they did.
I
positive.
Mean, somebody's got to be there, right?
I really friggin' hope so. Otherwise, it's fine. We'll just be doing what we do on Sundays anyway. So thank you guys for that. We'll talk about it, I'm sure, in a future episode. But if you missed us there, we do have another event coming up in July. We are going to be in Kansas City, Missouri at the True Crime Podcast Festival. Tiff is going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
Janelle will be there. I will be there. We'll all be there.
Well, Agra won't be there.
Agra will not be there. Unless you want to venture to get her a cat carrier.
Maybe I'll get one of those buggies.
Or like a cat, a buggy.
Yeah, it's like a stroller, but it's like...
A baby buggy for cats?
Yeah, it's just completely enclosed.
Would it be weird of me to say I'm surprised you don't have one already?
Well, she hates everybody. Everybody.
I mean, isn't that just a cat thing?
I mean...
Cats just hate everybody.
It's more violent than most cats, I think.
She's a sweetheart most of the time. Well,
Janelle.
She has definitely bit me, I think, on this podcast once. Not that long ago. But... Anyway, we will be there. It's July 11th and 12th in Kansas City, Missouri. You can go to tcpf2020.com for more information. There's going to be tons of podcasts there. Just hanging out, talking to you guys, the listeners. It'll be a fun weekend.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a vacation weekend because we don't have to go to actual work.
Yeah.
Well, for like a day.
I'm taking 2 days off work for that.
Same. You got to take that Monday after for recovery day.
Absolutely.
So, again, that is July 11th and 12th this year, if you hadn't guessed. But you can find more information at tcpf2020.com. With that being said, oh, what else? Merch, I guess?
Yeah, merch.
Merch things. Go to badtastecrimecast.com/merch. If you would like to support the show, you can also go to badtastecrimecast.com/donate.
I think that's right.
I had to remember if it was donation or donate, but it's donate. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, it's all there. All the stuff is there. Links to shows are there. There's lots of stuff there. Go there and see the things.
Mm-hmm. Patreon?
Well, that's the donate. Takes you to the Patreon.
I mean, do you want to say stuff about it?
Oh, I guess. you have to force me to plug the Patreon. No. So Janelle recently started a series called Conspiracy and Cocktails.
Nope.
What?
It's Cocktails and Conspiracy.
Damn it. Fuck. Well, this is why she's, you know, you're doing a good job filling in. She's my support person when I mess this stuff up. So good job. You're right. It's called Cocktails and Conspiracies, where she sits down with her lovely boyfriend, Beau, and they talk about conspiracies and have cocktails. It's in the name. But that is only available for our Patreon subscribers. So you can head on over there and find more information about that. I've already gotten some excited texts from people that's like, what's this all about? Yeah, it'll be good. I think that's it. Yes?
Facebook?
Yeah, we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
At places. You can find it. Just Google it. It's fine. Yes. So our sound and editing is by the lovely Tiff Fullman, who is on the show with us right now. Thank you,
Woo.
Tiff. It's by you.
It's by me.
By viewers like you.
I do this.
our music is by Jason Zakshevsky, The Enigma. We will see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Bye.